Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown, coming at you once again, family. It's a very special episode. It's a very special edition. I have a special guest with me in the car today, and it's been a while since I done had a special guest with me in the car. So, Mr. Special Guest, let them know who you are, sir.
What's going on? This is Kenny Sanders, a.k.a. A Steph You Crazy 23 on TikTok.
Go ahead, let them know.
On IG.
Let them know.
You know what it is.
See, y'all don't understand. Mr. Sanders over here, Mr. Kenny over here, Mr. A Steph You Crazy 23. TikTok sensation. Go follow my man, yo. TikTok, he be having me cracking the fuck up with the videos, and I'm not even gonna lie. Not even because I know you. I think the most memorable video I've seen was when you had the wigs on, and either you was dancing or preaching, whatever you was doing with them wigs on, nigga, I cracked up every time I saw you, because I had seen you in person with them fucking wigs on. So I still crack up when I see your videos on my timeline, and I try not to scroll. But you one of the reasons why I keep scrolling, because I be fucking laughing. And I be mad as shit, bro.
Oh, I be mad. Hey, look, it's all good, man. That was a fun time. Like, it was a fun time for me, really. I just wanted to say fuck it and just be goofy as hell one day. And I was just like, you know what, fuck it. And that was at the time I was playing semi-pro football. I didn't care, you know. It was just like, all right, all I do is work,
right,
play football,
right,
let me have some fun or something, do something,
right,
because you know I'm a goofy ass nigga. I don't take nothing seriously, but when I do take stuff seriously, I do, you know, buckle down, be like, all
right, right, but right, I do focus and I do zone in when it's time to get serious. Other than that, yeah. Hell yeah, have fun.
Other than that, I'm a clown.
I'm a clown. I'm glad to have you here, Kenny. It's been a while since I've seen you, my brother. No bullshit podcast or not. It's good talking to you.
Hey, it's good
seeing you again, my brother.
It's good seeing you always,
man. Now, I ain't know if you want to tell people or not, but niggas don't like to tell me when niggas get hurt. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with a lot of Iron Men in my life, so we don't really say much when niggas get hurt. But this nigga been hopping around on the boot for a while. This man just had a whole football injury and just didn't tell nobody. He's been hopping around doing his shit, getting better. Pushing, getting stronger, too.
Hey.
Congratulations on your recovery, nigga. I see you doing that shit. You're getting smooth with that shit.
Now, look, man, let me tell you something. That injury itself was one of the worst pains I ever felt in my life.
You told me I cringed. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, like, would you like to tell the people at home?
All right, so basically what happened, I ruptured my Achilles. And how I did that was we were indoor playing flag football, you know what I'm saying? It's 22-20, we up. Oh. They got to kick the field goal to win the game.
Oh, no.
So they kicked the field goal, missed the field goal, but the ball is still coming towards me as my team's celebrating. I'm sitting there. I just want to catch the ball. So I'm sitting like, yeah, I got it. As soon as I opened my hands and that bitch touched my chest and I curled that bitch in, uncurl, ball drop, I hit the floor, I twirl around on the ground. Niggas confused instead of happy now. I ruined my team celebration.
But like, we won. The fuck wrong with Kenny?
I was like, all right. Dog. All right, so
you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah,
you didn't tell me that they missed it.
They missed the field goal.
I thought that they were kicking it, and it might have been short as you was trying to run it, or they missed it.
They missed.
I'm gonna just catch this ball.
They missed it. 0 seconds left on the clock. I tried to catch it. Snap.
0 seconds left on the
zero
clock.
0 seconds left on the clock.
You won and got hurt.
Yes.
Championship
game. One and got hurt.
All right, now what? It was the championship. What? after the game, because once 0-0, like that's it. Like once zero's on the clock, there is no more game left. It's you got hurt after the game. Literally,
whistle blown as the kick happened.
And what the fuck is going on with Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It was funny because I already knew what it was because I sprained my ankle numerous of times. I rolled my ankle. So I know what a sprained or rolled ankle feels like. I ain't never felt no type of pain like this a day in my fucking life. When I say the equivalent of this pain is like, all right, I'll do you one. So it's the equivalent of you getting out the shower. You still wet. And somebody slaps you in the back of your heel with a jump rope.
Oh, with a jump rope. That shit is sting and pain. And I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's not.
And it sounded like a gunshot. I heard it before I felt it.
Did you really?
Yes, everybody actually heard it. Everybody. Through the plexiglass and everything, everybody heard it. So it was like, well, and that's how it sounded. That's how it sounded, right there. Like, it was a whole lot of cussing.
It was.
Oh. Was no crying. I wanted to, but then I was like, man, fuck, we won. Like, I was so optimistic about the situation. I was like, yes, we won. Look, don't you drop me. Look, I made an Any Given Sunday reference. I was like, don't you drop me. I'm worth $1 million.
And they carried you off the field.
Yeah, carried me off the field, went to the hospital. So, and the sad part about it is I was supposed to start playing with my original team because we were going to come make a comeback and play that same night. So after that game was over, I was supposed to switch over teams.
Yeah, you ain't get a chance to do that. They had an open spot that
night. Nope, yeah, they had an open spot.
They had an open spot that night. I've never heard a story like that. You weren't supposed to get hurt after the game.
Everybody was like, man, it wasn't supposed to be you, dog.
I know. That's exactly what I told you. It wasn't supposed to be you, dog. No. No, Kenny, no.
And it's funny because motherfuckers was like, well, what did you do? Did you jump? No, I didn't jump. I was like, I braced for the catch. So it was like as a kick returner or a punt returner.
What do they call that fucking in football? Like, that's a non-contact injury. Like, that's off the ball.
Oh, that was all me right there.
Yeah, like, that's no one touch, no one around him. The reason why tendons and tendon injuries fuck me up is because of my dad. Like, my dad fucked his knees up when he was younger and all. So he used to work for my grandmother, but he played semi-pro ball as well.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't nobody else hit him, fuck up his knees. Motherfucker was walking, carrying pans and trays and all that shit, and slipped on some water. Fucked his knee up for the whole rest of his life.
God damn.
Yeah, tore everything up in his knee. So ever since then,
he ain't never get the surgery.
He got the surgery. He had screws and plates in his knee, but even with the surgeries and all that stuff, he was still going back to the doctor. He was still, keep having to go back to check in and all that shit. So since that shit, when I was younger, me and knee and tendon and ankle and all that shit, man.
And it's crazy because I dislocated my pinky. I had a stinger in my shoulder at one point. My knee shifted from getting hit at Parks and Rec at one point, but most of my injuries, like, I came back, you know, shit like that.
Nigga bounced back strong.
Yeah, bounced back strong. So this shit, look, all I know is I feel for the first motherfucker who's gonna catch this stiff arm. I feel.
You just can't wait to hit somebody with a stiff arm.
I can't because it's
I can't wait to jab a nigga.
I can't because now every stiff arm is going to be personal. I'm going to make it seem like it was personal. Like, you know.
That was meant for you. That was meant for you.
Yeah.
That was, oh, I signed that one. Like, you're just throwing them out there as the game goes on.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to still, you know, like, show respect and shit like that.
Don't stop saying like you're gonna be humble with your stiff arms.
I'm saying as a player in general. I don't talk shit unless people talk shit to me.
Fair.
I'm not the cheerleading type person. Like, right. If I see you make a good play, like, yeah, good shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Good
right,
shit,
right.
Good
I'm,
stuff.
I'm there,
but I'm not gonna be like, come on, man, let's go, man.
Listen,
I feel like they gonna do.
Them niggas is the reason why I don't play at the field house. I'm out of headbutt them niggas, bro. As many arrogant, airhead niggas as we, you know what? That's I digress. I do. Speaking of Chili's, Kenny. I know you've been having some on the sidelines, just taking care of you and your ankle injury and all that. I know you had some nurses and they like, oh, Kenny, I'll wrap it up for you. Oh, you need some Tylenol? I got you. I know you done had some motherfucking nurses in your goddamn time, Kenny. I know. Go ahead. I know you got a special nurse, Kenny.
No, I do not.
You got a special nurse, Kenny.
No, I do not. It's, but I will say,
Nurse Jordan, I, Palestine.
That is funny as hell. That is funny as hell. Say for those who know who've been helping me out and actually, you know, showing me love and actually, you know, keeping me up when I was down and shit like that, I shout out all of them, you know, for, you know, keeping me level headed and whatnot and keeping me, you know, sane. So,
ain't that like having a good support system really keep you pushing through? Like, even me being, you know me, nigga, I'm more of a reclusive motherfucker. Like, for me to pop out, for me to be seen, I am more of a ghost. I'm a pleasant ghost.
Yeah.
But I am more of a ghost. So it's like, to really take in that support system can be, you know, a little tough at times. But to really have that support system around you, man, just to keep you pushing, just say, hey, nigga, keep going. Like, we see you pushing. Like, even for me all the way on this side to see your progress, I'm like, oh, shit, Kenny got hurt. But nigga, back up and walking again, like, okay, that's real good shit. Like, I see you, like,
yeah, bro.
Because from the injury you have, for you to be up and moving around and mobile and walking, that truly is great, and that truly is a wonderful thing to be seen. Like, I'm happy that you've been sharing your progress with the world, with your people, and everything like that. I'm happy I got a chance to see it.
So, yeah, bro.
I know you've been doing your shit.
Yeah, because it's one of the things where it's like, a lot of people used to, like, even when I got injured and I had my surgery and shit, like, a lot of people would be like, man, you need to be in the house. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I think to myself, I just be like, man, you don't know how it feels until you went through it yourself.
Facts.
So
100%.
I'm not going to sit here, lay in my bed 24 hours, be doped up on meds and shit like that, right, and just wait for motherfuckers to, hey, are you okay? Or, hey, do you need anything? Like, no, man. Like, right, that shit depressing. But, like, that's why, like, hanging with my friends, even though they wanted, you know, like, me to be safe and, you know, like, I should stay at the crib, it's one of those things where it's like, I can't just sit there, because if I do, I'm just there.
I just sit there.
Yeah, I just sit there.
If I just sit there, I just sit there.
Yeah.
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 I know exactly what you mean.
So.
So, all right. So, Kenny, not just sitting there. I know you've been mobile while you've been booted up. Mm-hmm. So tell me something. I know Memorial Day was last weekend. How was your Memorial Day, by the way, Kenny?
What did I do? Oh, Memorial Day was cool. I mean, I just hung out with the niggas and whatnot, you know. It was all right. Played some poker, played some spades.
Okay. You go to any cookouts?
Nah, didn't get to go to any cookouts. Shit. Like, honestly, I've been dieting anyway, so, I mean.
Oh, cutting back, getting lean on them, okay. Yeah,
bro, listen, I've been hitting Chipotle every single day for the last week.
Damn.
But, like, my meal consists of brown rice, but I keep it light. I'm going to switch over to cauliflower rice because, you know, I like cauliflower.
I've been hearing about cauliflower rice for some reason.
Apparently, you have to eat it when it's hot. If it's cold, then you know it's not rice. But either way, I'm going to still... either way, I'm going
to...
Because it's just cut up and ground.
Apparently, you got to eat it when it's hot. Yeah. If you don't, then you're going to know it's not rice. I know it's not rice when it's hot.
Yeah, but that's what I was told. Granted, I don't give a damn if it's not right. It's still cauliflower. I like cauliflower to begin with. So it's like...
You fuck with cauliflower to begin with. I'm like, so, I know this isn't right. This vegan half a meal. I thought rice wasn't bad for you anyways. Now we got to switch up the rice.
Well,
I'm like, damn.
Apparently brown rice is better for you than white because white holds more water. So basically, I'll do brown rice with, but I'll have it light. No beans. I'll put fajita veggies in there.
Oh, wow.
Double the chicken. Mild sauce, which is, you know, chopped up, you know, the tomatoes and stuff like that. Hot sauce, corn, lettuce. I don't do cheese right now.
Is that a preference? Is that a stomach thing? Or cause,
No.
I just think cheese was going against the dietary.
Yeah, cheese is still kind of dairy and stuff really? Like that.
Cheese.
Yes.
So cheese still fits 50-50. I mean, I know cheese is dairy. I know that. But
yeah,
like,
but if you wanna lean, like, you keep the cheese out because, like, you want your meal to be as lean as possible.
Oh, okay.
So okay. Yeah. Yeah, and that's basically it.
Is your special nurse bringing you these meals?
No. I drive myself. And just go get them.
Oh, Kenny, I got some Chipotle for you. She just handing you silver trays. Just got a big ass C written on the fucking top of it. It's chicken.
Nah, man. I just grab my own shit, man. But I mean,
tell me something. If you had a special nurse, is she bringing you that Chipotle, or are you still going to? Or are you?
Hey, Nurse Joey. Hey, are you free? Hey, slide to Chipotle. Give me a pinto bowl.
This thing's not a pinto bowl.
With some guac on the side. No. Tell him you have the bag of chips. I'm cutting back. I need half the bag, not the whole bag. You got the other half. Now bring me the other half. I'll eat that next time.
Nah, bro. I literally just like I'll get it myself. That's why, in general, like, if I can, I'm going to do it myself. Because 9 times out of 10, you got to call, you got to wait. You got to wait for them to do it. And plus, you probably taken out of their day, too. So, it's like, who knows? They probably don't even want Chipotle. So, it's like, now they going because you want to be all selfish and whatnot. Like,
because you want to be all selfish and whatnot.
Yeah, you want to be selfish and whatnot. But the thing,
women are just down to do for you like that, though. Like, I'm fine.
That's a love language. Like, women will get up and go like, "Oh yeah, I got you." Like, say less. Like, that's the shit they want to do. Like,
yeah, but I understand that. But at the same time, when it comes to that, even now,
right,
that you know, I injure myself. Like, if I can do it myself, I'm going to do it myself. Like it may look like I'm struggling to open the door, but if I get through the door, I mean, like, I'm straight. Like, or people that help people will help me out. Like, if I need food, I'll ask, hey, can you, if I'm at a cookout, hey, can you make my plate? Because, you know, all I'm riding is a scooter. And I don't want to
scooter my way up there and be flipping with the ladle. I got the ladle and spoon and kick push.
You got the long ladle ass line behind me. So I was like, oh my God, this nigga sucks.
Who invited this nigga?
Who invited this motherfucker, God, man?
He come with you?
But no, man.
He
with like,
which cousin did he come with? Why they bring him?
But no, man. If I, like, honestly, I've been trying to do a lot of shit for myself. Right. And if I can't, I'll admit that I can't. But if it comes to food or whatever, I'll do it myself.
Right.
Yeah, like
I said, that's very empowering. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, let your injury just stop you from moving and grooving and doing the things that not you only want to do, but that you need to do as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not gonna let it stop me. It's like, if y'all see me struggling to open this door, cause bitch I am, but I'm gonna open it. Fucking right. You see me struggling? Now back up off this door. I got it. Kenny then tripped over a crutch and opened the door and crawled through the door, but he made it through on his own.
Speaking of tripping, no, I almost fucking fell in the club going. look, all right, so backstory. Backstory to that. We in Virginia Beach. We all chilling at the beach house.
I
chilling.
Gucci on the ground.
And look, bro. We all at the beach house and shit. So, niggas was like, hey, nigga's friend was like, hey, y'all trying to come out to the club tonight. Uh-huh. So half of them said yeah, half of them said they wanted to stay, but then they looked at me as the mediator. I was like, fuck.
Well, decisions on you. I was like, Kenny. Which way are we going?
So I said, you know what, fuck it, let's go. Like, alright, fuck it. So we end up going, and it had been raining that night. So I'm sitting here like, okay, I don't know how this is going to go. Wet rubber.
Looking like Cat Williams on a motorcycle.
Look, I'm going to tell you now. I had to follow the bouncer into the jump, right? When I say my first two steps, it was like crutch. I went to take that third. Left one slipped from under me, and I had to catch myself. I was like, ooh, damn, don't let me fall in the middle of this motherfucking crowd. Damn, they already looking at the nigga like, why the fuck you got it? Why the fuck this nigga is?
Look. You look worse if you fall, yo. Bro. It's like, why they let this crush nigga in? Oh, shit.
Look.
He got to go home.
Had I fell, I would have crushed my way out and been like, y'all have fun.
Y'all have a great night. Like, that's
but
it.
But I didn't. I crutched on a couple of people's shoes and, you know, made it to the back. And, you know, it was all good. We was drinking that motherfucking Patron. You know, everything was cool. Had a good night. So, so that was just me trying to, you know, be like, you know, I can still do shit, you know, I can just chill in the back for all I care. Like, I don't give a damn, I still vibe, you know, whatever. Yeah. But
you're still having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, even though, you know, you're in a little pain, you know, you hurt a little bit, you still having a great time.
Yeah, so niggas like nowadays, like I got called cripple. I got called what the fuck? Mostly cripple. A lot of people just like threw cripple out at me just to like, some of the ones I understood they were joking, like, you know, friends and shit like that. But like, hell, like, I wouldn't take it at heart. But if it's a random motherfucker, like, and I'm arguing with you, and the first thing you do is say, like, you know, whatever, you're such a cripple. Yeah, like, that shit set me off, because now, yeah, I'm just like, bro,
one, you don't know me. You don't know my situation, and you being disrespectful.
Exactly.
Like, that's going to rub me the wrong way.
Yeah.
I understand.
But,
And it's crazy, because I saw you post some shit about that on Facebook. And yeah. I was looking, I'm like, hey, this nigga been getting, like, mentally tormented. Like, this motherfucker's been picking on you because you've been injured?
Nah, so like, basically, I was refereeing a dodgeball game. Mm-hmm. And so, I called the dude out. I said he was out.
That looked fun, by the way. Yeah. I saw the pictures. That shit looked fun.
That was stressful as fuck. So,
you were a referee. No shit.
Yeah. So motherfuckers changing the rules in the middle of the fucking jail. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Nigga, you the rule keeper.
Look, and that's what I'm saying. It was the one who set it up that changed the rules. I'm just like, okay, I see this game is rigged. You know what it is?
I see this game is rigged.
It's meant for
all
you.
This shit is false.
It's meant for you to win, I guess. I don't know.
This is a setup.
So, look, I'm sitting there like, bruh. So, I told one dude he was out. So, man, I'm going back and forth a little bit. And then he lied. Like, after, you know, everybody resets, me and him still kind of like, eh, whatever. Then he was like, something crippled. And before I was about to blow the whistle, I was like, what was that?
The fuck did you say to me?
And he was like, he said something. I was like, nah, that last thing he said. He's like, cripple. So I blew the whistle, let them play. After they, you know, got done doing what they doing, I was like, hey, yo, let me holler at you. He was like, look, I apologize. I was like, look, I understand. Look, don't even worry about it. But at the same time, I want you to notice this. I was not always this way. I was not always injured. So, you know, I give you respect. You show me the same in return.
Right.
Just because I got this on, don't let it fool you. Like,
that was
like,
a polite way of saying, like, I still want
you. Yeah, like, if I wasn't thinking of it, like, this, like, kids is here. Like, yeah. You know, so then, like, me and him, you know, we were fine after that. Mm-hmm. Then there was one person who was drinking. And I told him he was out and hit him in the shin.
You called this multiple times.
Just twice that night. So, me and him going back and forth. And then after I told him he was out, he was like, once he went out, he's like, how does it feel to be a first-time ref? I was like, I don't know, just like a first-time ref. I mean, like, he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. like just trying to be smart. And I was like, "You good?" He was like, "What's up?" And I was like, "What's up?"
Like you want to be starting something?
Yeah, I was like, "What's up, bro?" Like, and he was just like, "I was like, bro, like, just stop. Like, it's not that serious." And he said something else. I was like, "Bro, you gonna make me put hands on you?" And he and I think this is funny now because I think it's funny now.
Back then, it was all interesting.
Think it was funny now. Please
do tell.
So this thing comes out his face saying, "What are you gonna do? Hobble over here to me?" And I was just like,
"Oh God!"
I was like, "Look, I want you to wait outside when this is over." And he was like, "I don't think I can wait that long." I was like, "Look, I want you to wait outside after this is over. Like, I'm not playing with you no more. Like, I literally want to see you outside."
Because it's so disrespectful. So, like, if you don't know me.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that you have to explain that.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't always this way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm injured right now, but I'm not. It's you should not. You shouldn't even have to explain your injury. Like, just because, you know what I'm saying, I got a boot on the foot, just because I got crutches, like, I'm still a person.
Exactly.
Like, this boot and these crutches come off, I'll beat you with these crutches. Like, don't get it twisted.
He said, but look, he's sitting there trying to talk to his girl, this and the third, trying to talk to everybody else but me. I'm sitting like, "Hey, bro, if you got something to say about me, say it to me.
Holla at me."
Like, yep. And he shut up afterwards. And I'm just looking at him like, yeah, like, your girl sitting there shutting the fuck up. While you sitting there running your mouth, you still trying to impress your girl. But little does she know that if you get beat up in front of her, she probably won't be your girl no more. Because all that shit you was talking, you just got beat up with a nigga with one leg.
My friends keep wanting to push that threshold.
Exactly.
I never understand that, because even in knowing you for so long, you know me, I understand the mentality and the sereneness. It's like, I really am a peaceful, fun-loving, goofy, supportive. Like, I really am a good person. I'm a good nigga.
Yeah.
But, like, it's when motherfuckers want to try to draw you out of that element. So, it's like, what do you think crippled? What do you think arguing with me over a fucking dodgeball game is going to do?
A fucking dodgeball game.
You're pressing the issue. You're trying to push the threshold for some shit that ain't worth it. Easiest and quickest way to get your ass whooped.
Bro, the only reason I stayed was because I was getting paid.
Understandable.
Had I not got paid,
that's a whole different story.
I would have did my little hobble over the dude, be like, "All right, so I'm in your face, what's up?"
Like, bro, like, what are you gonna do, hobble over? Like, I don't know you.
Exactly.
It ain't like we friends, it ain't like we kicking it. Like, I don't know you. Like, that's just straight disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, and I don't know your injury. I don't know your history. I don't know that if I don't know if I'm gonna get beat the fuck up or not. Like, that's all it is. Like, men just come with that respect. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of niggas that act like females, but men for the most part just come with that respect. I don't know who you are in your field, in your world, in your side of the universe, nigga.
Right.
Your foot might hurt right now. You could have been a black belt in judo for all I fucking know. And now I'm talking shit to a judo master who just so happened to be a dodgeball ref today. Now I'm getting flipped and kicked like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
That's the funny thing about it. Motherfuckers, like, in the group chat, actually, they was like, "So what was your first move had you had gotten the first move?" I was like, "Oh, shit, I would have went straight to wrestling." Pat him on the forehead. He going to try to grab his forehead because he got hit. Scoop the ankle and then push the chest. And then now you're on the ground. And I can either just back away from you. But knowing how mad you are at that point, I'm not going back away from you. So now I'm going to fully mount you. And see,
going back to your high school wrestling.
Yeah, and see how
don't
your
let
ground
me get your back.
See how your ground game is.
Don't let
see,
me get your back, cause then I'ma sprawl you.
Like, God damn, kid. But yeah, man, I'm just glad it was all over, man, cause that it was rigged. Now I see how motherfuckers been winning, but it was rigged. Like, I'm just like, all right. I felt bad because I've been trying to call shit down the middle, you know, right, so much.
Because you fair and an actual ref and trying to call it. Nah, Kenny, you got to look behind the scenes of refereeing. He was like,
dodgeball behind the curtains.
Hey, nigga, that's one. That's level. That's ground floor. Could you imagine how high it goes? Like NFL refs and NBA refs and. Hey, by the way, the Wizards ain't winning tonight. All right, y'all, good meeting. What? What you mean, good meeting? All right. So what do we do to? What? You heard what I said?
Just keep driving to the hole.
Foul. Foul. Ref. That's why you be mad at so many calls. Cause it's like, that's the bad thing. I think the refs have a meeting before the game and go, "This who gonna win?" And then as shit starts getting close toward the end of the game, it's like, "Yo, who we talk about?"
Yeah.
Oh shit, we forgot. Oh damn. All right. Foul. Foul. What? Yeah, y'all can't win. Foul.
Yeah, I can't win.
Ah, two shots. Like, could you imagine, bro? So yeah, you witnessed dodgeball corruption. That's ground floor corruption. Like, that just makes me think how big this shit can get. Like,
hell yeah. Shit, I didn't think it was that bad.
That's an interesting night by itself. Dodgeball, corruption, and a fight.
Nah, cause for real, it definitely, like, as a person, like, it did fuck me up in a sense because it was like, man, fuck, like why everybody keep, you know, why is this the first thing everything, you know, everybody want to talk about? But then again, I had to realize, you know, it's a defense mechanism for, like, people. Like, if they're going to attack you, they're going to attack you at, like whatever, you know, may hurt you the most and shit like that. So I just saw, like, talking to somebody about, you know, just like, because people ask me about it. So like, I went to this one person, I was like, yo, like, I don't know this, that, and the third, like, I don't understand this. And she was just like, what, like, why do you need validation for that? And I was just like, you know what, I understand that. Like, I understand. Like, so then she was like, yeah, fuck them. Like, you know, like, you are, you know what you know who you are and what you're not. So, right. Like, fucking, like, fuck what they say.
Right.
So, after that, I was just like, you know what? Right. I ain't gonna even trip off it no more. So, now it's just like, if you throw it at me, all right, cool.
Bad thing is, it's interesting if motherfuckers throw that shot because it may not be a first thought for them to be trying to attack you and come at you in some way. But it's like, even if you was trying to attack me and come at me, you really do just pick the obvious.
Yeah.
Like, you really have no ammunition. You have nothing to say.
It's
You want to go off this boot because you're mad right now. So even in a way, it's like, I still got the upper hand. I still got the advantage because you mad and this all you see. Like, you don't know shit and you wrong. Just loud and wrong. You're just loud and wrong. Bro, like, that's all motherfuckers be. So it's like, when motherfuckers is just loud and wrong and that's all they want to be, shit, let them.
Hell yeah.
Just let them. Like, by all means, pop your shit, you know, spark and quack all you want. Like, fuck all that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad you pushed past that shit, man. I really am. Like, motherfuckers don't deserve that headspace. Motherfuckers don't deserve that slice of real estate in your own brain, man. Fuck them.
Oh yeah, definitely. Fuck them. Shit, man.
Mr. Sanders?
Uh-huh.
I said, how long have we been talking to the people? Oh, I think they're gonna enjoy this one.
Oh yeah.
I think they're really gonna enjoy this one, Mr. Sanders. Kenny, is there anything that you would like to say to the wonderful people? Any inspiring messages for the people maybe going through some challenges right now, maybe going through some hardships? If you could give a word to anybody right now, what you got for them, Kenny?
Fuck everybody else's opinion. Like, as long as you got a good headspace and you know what you're working towards, everybody else's opinion doesn't matter. Unless you are a doctor. Unless you are a doctor, you know, like, all seriousness, unless you are a doctor, then heed what they say when it comes time.
Right.
But other than that, everybody else, like, you know, who sees you down or whatever and is like, ah, man, you know, you should do this, that, and the third, or you shouldn't do that, like, fuck the opinion. Like, if you feel like you can push for more, do it. That's why, like, with me, I seen this as just a challenge that I'm going to overcome. So, I mean, once this is over, I'm going to go back to doing what I love. And that's once everybody gets that through their head, oh, shit, it's solid. Like, nobody can tell you shit once you get into that headspace of I can do it. Because if you let everybody else talk you into doing something else, now you're going to tell yourself you can't do it.
Because my foot is just eating up at your brain.
Exactly.
Just eating at your brain.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep, I completely understand that. And the good thing about that is, man, it's like, I hate, as my nigga, I hate the fact that you have to go through this challenge. I hate the fact, like, I even told you, Kenny, it wasn't supposed to be you. It was not supposed to be you going through this shit, man. But it's like, even as you go through this, and I hear you talk now, and I hear the growth in which you're going through, it's like, your soul and your being is going to grow so much from this. And just what you've been through from this, like, even your learning and your experiences, like, oh, yeah, like, motherfuckers tried to call me crippled, man. I almost had to whoop somebody's ass. Like, I don't play that shit. And even the motherfucker that you pulled off to the side, like, hey, man, listen, like, it's a lot of people who can't even imagine handling a situation like that. Pulling somebody, like, especially the person that I don't know you, and you want to have some shit, everybody's just ready to just pop off.
Yeah.
But to pull them to the side and go, hey, man, listen, that's real disrespectful. I don't appreciate that shit. Like, just cut that shit out, man. Like, that's really commendable. Like, that's some really empowering shit. Like,
yeah.
Kenny, thank you so much for coming on here. Thank you so much for coming to holler at me, nigga. I'm happy you called me and said that you wanted to just be on the podcast. I'm glad that the people got a chance to hear you. Because there's somebody out there who's going to listen to that message, and they really going to heed that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to sit in their mind. That's going to sit in their soul. That's going to sit in their spirit. You know, so fuck everybody else's opinion. Of course. Unless you a doctor.
Unless you a doctor.
Unless you a doctor. And the doctor gives you an opinion, you might want to listen to the doctor. But unless you're a doctor, fuck everybody else's opinion. Honestly, that's some real shit. So thank you so much, Kenny. It's, nigga, it's nothing but up from here from you, bro. Like, the boot gonna come off. You're gonna be back running, scoring touchdowns, stiff arming niggas into the ground. It's gonna be a great time as soon as you get good, man. I'm telling you. And you've been pushing strong right now. I'm proud to see all the work and the progress that you have made, my brother. I really am.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate that, dog.
I got you, my brother. Always. Family, it's been good talking to y'all. I love y'all, family. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode got a little bit longer, but shit, y'all need to hear a little bit more this time. That's how it happened. We're going to be back next week. Y'all make sure, go follow A-Steph, you crazy 23. That's TikTok. Is that Instagram too?
A-Steph, you crazy.
A-Steph, you crazy on Instagram as well. My man is hilarious. Y'all going to be cracking the fuck up all day. But love you, family. We'll talk to y'all next week. I'll holler at y'all. Peace.